Airbnb just took 15.5% of every booking on your portfolio. Stop and think about that number. And if you deny a guest entry on Vrbo for any reason, they will charge you 100% of the booking value.
Wait, 100%? Like the full amount?
Every dollar, not a penalty fee, not a fine, the entire booking, gone. Let that land. And before this episode is over, I'm going to show you exactly how operators with 5 properties or fewer have already cut both platforms out of the equation without losing a single booking.
So there's already a system for this, and it's working for real operators, not just the big portfolio players.
Stay with me. This is the episode that changes how you run your rental business.
Let's do the math, because I think a lot of STR operators have just accepted the platform fees as the cost of doing business. Like, this is just how it works, right?
That's exactly what Airbnb and Vrbo want you to believe. Maybe you got your first booking in 2019 and it felt like magic. The platform just sent you guests. And you were grateful. You didn't look too hard at the numbers.
Most operators I talk to can't even tell me their true net per night after fees.
Because nobody taught them to look. Here's what the math actually says. 5 properties, average nightly rate of $250, 70% occupancy, which is a solid book rate. That's 1,277 nights a year. At 15.5% Airbnb take, that is $58,000 per year off the top, before your mortgage, before your cleaning fees, before one repair.
$58,000. And most operators with 5 properties think they're doing well.
Maybe at 3 a.m., staring at a calendar that should be full, you've done this math yourself. Maybe after a Vrbo claim came in and you just absorbed it, because what else do you do? Feel the weight of that number. Because the operators who are winning right now, they felt it, and then they moved.
And the Vrbo cancellation penalty, how bad does that actually get?
Here's the thing most operators haven't realized yet. Vrbo's policy says if you, the host, initiate or are found responsible for a cancellation, even a dispute, they can claw back the entire booking value. We're talking a $2,400 weekend booking, gone, plus a ding on your listing rank that keeps costing you for months.
So you're not just losing one booking, you're losing the ripple.
Imagine that on 5 properties. That's the trap. And here's the question nobody's asking yet. What does it look like when you don't need either platform?
Okay, so you said trap. But I want to offer a reframe here, because you also said operators who are winning. So this isn't just a threat, is it?
It's a permission slip. The platforms charging 15.5% have done something they didn't intend to do. They've made direct booking economically obvious. Let me say that again, slowly. When the fee is high enough, and 15.5% is high enough, the cost of building your own system becomes a rational investment.
And this is where AI enters the picture, because building a direct booking operation used to require a staff.
Let's talk about what the full direct booking AI stack actually costs. Property management software, something like Hostfully or Lodgify, runs about $150 a month for 5 properties. Your direct booking site with a booking engine, $100 a month. StayFi, which is a Wi-Fi capture tool that turns every guest into an email lead, $25 a month per property, so $125. And an AI co-host, a chatbot trained on your properties that handles inquiries, upsells, and check-in, about $200 a month.
So I'm adding that up. That's $575 a month. $6,900 a year?
And with Google, Meta, and email to your returning guests, add another $500 a month in ad spend, and you're at $13,000 a year. Compare that to $58,000 in platform fees. You just reclaimed $45,000 by making a single operational decision.
Okay, I think most people are leaning in right now because that math is hard to argue with. But they're thinking, how do I actually do this without losing the bookings I already have?
That's exactly the right question. And the answer is, in 90 days, with four steps.
So for operators who are already thinking about making this move, walk us through it.
Step one, pick your PMS. Property management software is the backbone. If you're under 10 properties, Logify or Hostfully. If you're growing fast, look at Guesty. Your PMS syncs calendars across all platforms so you don't double book during the transition. You stay on Airbnb while you build. You don't quit cold.
Number two.
Build your direct site. You want a site with a live booking engine. Logify has one built in. You need three things on that site: a photo gallery that converts, an FAQ that handles objections before they become calls, and a clear price, which should be about 8% lower than your Airbnb listing, because you've just removed their fee and you can still make more money.
Number three.
Install StayFi. This is the move most operators don't know about. StayFi is a custom Wi-Fi landing page. Every guest who connects to your network sees your brand, your direct booking link, and a prompt to join your email list.
And that's essentially building your own audience out of guests who already trust you, because they stayed.
Exactly. And number four, configure your AI co-host. This is an AI assistant trained on your specific properties, your house rules, your upsells, your local recommendations, your check-in process. It handles 80% of guest communications without you touching a phone. And at $200 a month, remember that number from our cost breakdown, it replaces a part-time VA.
So operators who run this system are already seeing their direct booking percentage climb while platform fees drop.
Month one, you're setting up. Month two, you're capturing. Month three, you see the first direct bookings come in. By month four, you're off Vrbo entirely.
This feels like something that's happened before, where an industry gave a big chunk of their revenue to a platform and then found a way out.
Restaurants. In 2020, when everything shut down, restaurants went on to DoorDash and Grubhub because they had no choice. 30% fees. But a subset of operators, the smart ones, used that same moment to build their own online ordering systems. Toast, Square, their own website. They kept their email list. They ran their own promotions.
And by 2022, those restaurants were paying 2-3% in payment processing instead of 30% to a delivery platform.
You know the ones who didn't do it? They didn't survive. They got acquired or they closed. Not because the food was bad, but because the margin math caught up with them. The STR market is at that exact inflection point right now. The operators who move in the next 90 days are the ones who will own their pricing, own their guest list, and own their calendar by 2027.
And that question you opened with, what does it look like when you don't need either platform?
It looks like this: $45,000 a year back in your pocket, guests who know your brand, and a Vrbo cancellation policy that cannot touch you, because you've already built something they can't take away. That's the play.
For operators who want to do this, but know they won't do it alone, what does Ad Valorem actually build for them?
Our producer Val from Ad Valorem put together a full-stack STR direct booking build. Everything we just walked through: PMS setup, direct site with booking engine, StayFi configuration, AI co-host deployment, 90-day cutover plan. Done for you. Standard engagement is $2,550, same-day rush, meaning you get on the phone today, we scope your five properties, and we start building tomorrow.
So they're not trying to figure this out from a YouTube rabbit hole. Someone who's done this builds it for them.
And for operators who've already read our companion report, the one Val linked in the show notes, you already know the numbers I just gave you are conservative. Some markets are seeing direct booking conversions north of 40% within 60 days of launching the stack.
What's the report link?
It's in the show notes. Ad Valorem's full breakdown of Airbnb and VRBO penalty structures and the direct booking alternative. Read it before your Saturday check-in. And if you're ready to move, the link to start is in the show notes too. Don't be the operator who heard this first and moved last.
If you own a short-term rental, even one property, this episode is for you.
Share this episode with one other STR operator you know, because the ones who hear it first are the ones who act. I'm Marcus.
I'm Jules.
And this has been The AI Guy. Stay early.